ddarlleniad o lyfr cyntaf Samuel, y 9fed bennod. Yr oedd gŵr blaenllaw yn Benjamin o'r enw Cis fab Abiel, fab Seror, fab Apiach, a chanddo fab o'r enw Saul, gŵr ifanc golygus, nad oedd e well ymysg yr Israeliaid, ac yn dalach o'i ysgwyddau fyny na neb arall. Aeth asenod Cis tad Saul ar goll, a dywedodd Cis wrth ei fab Saul, cymer un o'r gweision a dos i chwilio am yr asenod. Aeth hant trwy fynyddu'r Effraim a trwy ardal Salisa, ond heb ei cael. Yna mynd trwy ardal Salim, ond nid oedd dim mai hanes yno. Ac yna trwy diriogaeth Benjamin, ond eto heb ei cael. Wedi iddyn ddod i ardal Sif, dywedodd Saul wrth y gwas a gydag ef. Tyrd, awn yn ôl, rhag i'n had anghofio'r asenod a dechrau poeni amdana'n i. Ac meddai gwas wrtho, edrych, y mae yma ŵr Duw yn y dref hon sy'n uchel ei glod, a phopeth y ddywyd yn sicr o ddigwydd. Gad i ni fynd ato ac efallai y dywed wrthym pa ffordd y dylem fynd. Ond dywedodd Saul wrth ei was, a bwrw bod ni'n mynd, beth a ddygwn i'r dyn, y mae hyd yn oed y bara yn ein paciau wedi darfod. Nid oes gennym unrhyw rodd i'w chynnig i ŵr Duw. Beth sydd gennym? A tebodd y gwas eto a dweudodd Saul. Wel, mae'n digwydd bod gennym fi chwarter sicl, fe'r choddaf i ŵr Duw am ddweud y ffordd wrthym. Yn Israel gynt, fel hyn y dwedai dyn wrth fynd i ymgynghoriad Duw. Dewch ac awn at y gweledydd, oherwydd gynt gweledydd oedd yr enw ar broffwyd. Dywedodd Saul wrth ei was, awgrin da, tyrd, fe awn, ac aethant i'r dre lle roedd gŵr Duw. Fel yr ddant yn dringo'r allt i'r dref, gwelsant ferched ar ei ffordd i dynnu dŵr, a dyna ofyn iddynt, a yw'r gweledydd yma? Ydyw, meddant, acwn syth o'ch blaen, brysiwch y mae newydd gyrraedd y dref, oherwydd y mae gan y bobl aberth heddiw yn yr uchelfa. Os ewch i'r dref, fe daliwch cyn iddo fynd i'r uchelfa i bwyta, oherwydd ni fydd y bobl yn dechrau bwyta nes iddo gyrraedd, gan mae ef sy'n bendithio'r aberth cyn i'r gwahoddedigion fwyta. Ewch i fyny ac fe cewch ar unwaith. Aethant i ar dref, ac fel roeddant yn mynd i mewn iddi, dyma Samuel yn dod i'w cyfarfod ar ei ffordd i'r uchelfa. Yr oedd yr arglwydd wedi rhybuddio Samuel rhyw ddwrnod cyn i Saul gyrraedd a dweud. Yr adeg yma fory anfonaf atat ddyn o diriogaeth Benjamin i'w eneinion dywysog ar fy mhobl Israel ac fe wareda fy mhobl o lawr Philistiaid oherwydd gwelais drienni fy mhobl a daeth ei cri ataf. Pan welodd Samuel Saul, dywedodd yr arglwydd. Dyma'r dyn y dywedais wrthynt amdano, hwn sydd ei reoli fy mhobl. Daeth Saul i fyny at Samuel yng nghanol y porth a dweud wrtho. A fyddi mor garedig a dweud wrthi fy mhle y mae tir gweledydd? A tebodd Samuel, fi yw'r gweledydd. Dos i fyny o'n blaen i'r uchelfa, creu fwyta gyda mi heddiw, a gallyngaf di ymaith fory ar ôl dweud wrthynt bopeth sydd yn dy galon. Ac am yr ysenod sydd ar goll genet ers tridiau, paid a phoeni amdanynt, oherwydd cafwyd hwy. I bwy y mae popeth dymunol yn Israel, ond i di ti a thholl deulu, a tebodd Saul, ond i di no Benjamin o'i fi, o'r lleiaf o lwythau Israel, am tylwyth i yw'r distadlaf o holl tylwythau llwyth Benjamin. Pam felly yr wyt ti'n siarad fel hyn am i? Cymerodd Samuel Saul a'i was a mynd â hwy i'r neuad a rhoi iddynt y lle blaenaf ymysg y gwahoddedigion. Yr oedd tua 10 ar 20 ohonynt. Yna dywedodd Samuel wrth y cogydd. Estyn y darna roddait i ti, pan ddywedait wrthyt, cadw hwn o'r neilltu. Dygodd y cogydd y glin ar hyn oedd arni, a'i gosod ger bron sôl a dweud. Dyma'r hyn a cadwyd ar dy gyfer, bwyta, oherwydd ei cadwyd i ti ar gyfer yr amser penodedig i'w fwyta gyda'r gwahoddedigion. Bwytaodd sôl y dwnod hwnnw gyda Samuel. Wedi iddyn ddychwelyd o'r uchelfau i'r dref, gwnaethant weli i sôl ar ben y tŷ a chysgodd yno. Pan dorodd y wawr, galwodd Samuel ar sôl a cyntai ar y to a dweud, cod i mi gael dy gychwyn. Ac wedi sôl godi, aeth y ddau allan, Samuel a cyntai. Wedi iddyn ddod i gwr y dref, dywedodd Samuel wrth sôl. Dywed wrth y gwas am fynd o'n blaen, ac wedyn aros dienyd i mi fynegu gair Duw i ti.
Hello, it's lovely to be with you again. Today we're continuing our fascinating journey through the book of 1 Samuel in the Bible. And today's reading from chapter 9 is a great one. It tells of someone who went looking for donkeys, but found a throne. It's a story of apparently random events, but behind it all, we can see God at work. Last week, we heard how the nation of Israel had demanded a king so that they could be like other nations. As the current leader and prophet, Samuel's job was to find one, to find that king. And today we'll hear how it came about. Before we unpack the story together, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And we pray that you will teach us eternal truths from it today. We pray for your Holy Spirit to be present with each one of us, that we may understand what it is you are calling us to do and to be. Amen. Our theme for the first part of our talks today is Little Things, Big Story. For this is a tale of It Just So Happened. Samuel, our priest in charge, was told by God that he was going to be sent a man from the land of Benjamin, and he was to anoint him as king over all Israel. So how did this come about? Saul needed to go and meet Samuel, even if he was unaware of this. Well, it just so happened that Saul's dad had lost some donkeys. They'd strayed off somewhere and needed to be found. And it just so happened that he asked Saul to go and look for them, and to take a servant with him. You'll know the story, they get part of the way there. And then Saul wants to turn back. He's had enough of this wild goose chase or wild donkey hunting. And he's worried they've been away a long time and that his dad will start to worry. Maybe whatever's eaten the donkeys will have eaten them too. But it just so happened that the servant had an idea. What about going asking the wise man of God, the prophet? Saul is concerned they have nothing to give him should they find him, and no gift. But it just so happened that the servant had a silver coin that would do. So off they set, not sure where they're going or where Samuel is. But it just so happens that they meet some women who do know, and they're able to send them to the right spot at the right time. So Saul and his servant arrive at the town's gateway. They ask the first man they see, where they can find the prophet. And there's that lovely Lionel Richie moment here. Hello, is it me you're looking for? It just so happens that the first man that they speak to as they reach the gateway of the town is our man Samuel, who gets a confirmatory message from God saying, that's the one. God uses all of these little things to get Saul just where he wants him. He set off looking for donkeys and ends up getting made the king of all Israel. King of the land. Little things, big story. It's amazing how God can work to bring so many things together to make sure that his purpose is achieved. When I look back over my life, I can see the same thing in action. God had planned it for me to be a vicar here in Aberystwyth. So many things led to this, to make sure that I was here. It just so happened that on the point of accepting a place to go and study in Leeds, I decided to stay and come to Aberystwyth. When I arrived, I had no intention of going to the Anglican church here, but it just so happened that within moments of arriving in my hall of residence, the Christian Union came calling on my door and inviting me to come along to St. Michael's in Aberystwyth. It just so happened, the right place, the right time. When I finished my studies in Aberystwyth, it just so happened that St. Michael's Church were looking for an administrator. And I went and joined them on the staff team and learned about church management. I became a teacher and learned about teaching. I became a head teacher and learned about leading. I got ordained and got sent to Aberystwyth to be a vicar. It just so happened. I can look back and see how God had planned this all along. Little things, big story. God holds our future. He knows and prepares us. Yes, lots of things can go wrong along the way. There are lost donkeys. We make mistakes. But God, he can see the big picture. He views our lives with eternity in mind. Little things, big story. The story didn't start off too well, did it, today? Losing donkeys. I remember when I lost Caddy, our dog, and we'd gone to exercise in one of the green spaces in Aberystwyth. We'd just been walking away. She was by my side, and I turned around, and she'd gone, vanished. I called, and she didn't come, and I panicked, thinking, where was she? Where was she? Well, she'd ran back to the big green open space to chase some more interesting smells, and I found her and was grateful. It's terrifying, these little things. But God uses little things in our lives. And he not only uses them, but he cares about them too. My favorite bit in this whole story is the bit where Samuel tells Saul in verse 20, "As for the donkeys that you lost 3 days ago, don't worry about them. They've been found." Just in that sentence, he's showing Saul that he is a real prophet. He knows things that have been divinely revealed to him, that Saul had set off on a donkey hunt. But it shows us in all of this that God cares for the donkeys too. They are now safe. God cares about all the little things as well as the big. In all this work in getting the new king to the right place to meet the right person, he makes sure that the donkeys get home safely too. God cares about the smallest things. Do you remember Jesus saying, "Are not two sparrows sold for one penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid, you're worth more than many sparrows." Little things, big story. God can use the little things. God cares about the little things. You know, there's nothing too small to pray about. You know, we sometimes think that God is busy sorting out the big problems in our world. There's so much that's wrong with it, and there's so much we need to pray for. But he cares about the little things too. So don't be afraid of praying for those little things in your life that are not quite right. For the little things. God cares. God cared about the lost donkeys getting home safely. Maybe you're feeling lost today. You followed the herd and got lost in the wilderness. God cares about you. He knows where you are and how you feel. You don't even need to go to him. He'll come to you. The cross, the symbol of Christianity, is a sign which shows us how willing God is to reach down to us. He sent his son, the last in a line of King of Kings, which starts in our passage today, to come to our world, to be one of us, and to die for us on that cross. So maybe you feel like one of those donkeys, you're lost and you need rescuing. Why not ask God to reveal himself to you? God cares. He loves you. Our next song reminds us that God is rich in love and slow to anger. So let's join in and sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name." I wonder if you've ever gone out shopping to buy something and come back with something completely different. When I just graduated and before I was married, I went shopping in Aberystwyth for a few basic food items. And I came back with two budgerigars. I named them Stuart and Bertie, and they settled into my room in North Parade. However, I'd forgotten that I was due to move back to the university halls for a couple of weeks over the summer, and I had to smuggle the birds in. But it's a bit hard to keep budgerigars secret, and I was soon found out by the staff. Luckily, they agreed that I could keep them for the time that I was in hall, even though it was much against the rules. In our story, Saul goes out for some lost donkeys and comes back as king. Saul thought he was on a donkey expedition, but God knew otherwise. Samuel did too. God had told him what was going to happen. So who was this man? What do we know of Saul, the donkey hunter? Well, he has his family tree listed at the beginning of the passage, which shows that in those days he came from quite an important family. But obviously they weren't rich enough to write off the loss of a few donkeys. We read and find out that he looked okay too. He's the sort of person that people might accept as leader. He was tall and handsome. But he came from the smallest, the least of the tribes of Israel, and from an insignificant family unit. He also lacked knowledge, was poorly prepared, and was ready to give up. But God provided him with help, the servant in our passage, and he played such an important part. Do you remember it was the servant who persuaded him to continue when he wanted to return home? His servant had to tell him about the man of God, and it was his servant who was able to produce the gift to give to Samuel. I'm glad that towards the end, when Saul is called to dine at the head of the table with Samuel, his servant was placed there too. It was he that ensured that Saul had reached his destination. When he was told he was to be king, Saul showed humility in replying that he was a nobody. He said, "But am I not a Benjaminite from the smallest tribe of Israel? And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing to me?" But here's the thing. God can and does use anybody. The Bible is full of people who were not up to standard, but were used mightily by God. Noah, who built the ark, and was described as righteous, did some rather naughty stuff. Abraham, the forefather of faith, let other men walk off with his wife on two different occasions. Moses, described in the Bible as the humblest man on the face of the earth, had a very serious problem with his temper, as you know. Eli, as we've seen, was an incapable father who lost his sons to immorality and to an untimely death. David, the friend of God, concealed his adultery with a murder. In the New Testament, Peter denied even knowing Jesus. These are flawed characters, imperfect heroes. The Bible is full of examples of people who were far from perfect, but were still used by God. People who came from uncompromising backgrounds. People we wouldn't have chosen, but God did. Little people with a big call. Sometimes we don't even know what part we played in the big story. I wonder about the women in this passage who were fetching the water, who played their part in sending Saul on his way. I wonder if they had any idea that they had met their new king. I wonder if they remembered and told others about it. Maybe they didn't know anything about it, but their part was important. So then I wonder what God is calling us to do, what God is calling you to do. I wonder who God is calling you to be. Some questions for us to consider as we think about this part of our story of Samuel and Saul. What is God calling you to do with the rest of your life? What's He calling you to do this week? How can you play your part in His story? Little things, big story. Little people, big call. Because it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, what you're doing at the moment, from chasing donkeys to cooking food, God can use you to play your part in His story. Why not ask Him where He's calling you, what He wants you to do, how you can serve Him this week in your community? Amen. Lord, we